This is TWiT.
So the walking with Dolly Parton is a new feature in Fitness Plus. They're going to do walks. And at first I was all excited. Maybe they'd put podcasts in this. But really what it is, it's going to be like celebrities. Walk with Shawn Mendes. Walk with Dolly Parton. This is called the time.
Not all celebrities. I think they just wanted to get attention. The thing for me that I found, what I didn't expect, is I thought it would be podcasts or like audiobooks.
Yeah.
But so far, all of them are actually walking and talking to you about walking.
They're actually walking.
Like Shawn Mendes say hey to people. Yeah. So it's like it's meant like they're really walking with you.
That's really interesting.
Like caused a bunch of cognitive dissonance with me when I first heard it.
Oh, I haven't tried it yet.
It's odd. Yeah.
That's a really cool. Get to walk with Dolly Parton. So she's walking along. Is she a little out of breath?
Stories. Yeah, some of them. Well, some of them are hiking. Some of them are just walking locally. Some of them are hiking. They're out of breath. They don't answer. Like I thought it'd be like, once they're walking with me, can we have a conversation? No.
They don't respond.
It's like someone's walking ahead of you just talking like on a city tour or something.
Yeah. Oh, this is
It would really hurt me bad if a 70-something-year-old woman in heels were able to outwalk me. I was still listening to Dolly Parton. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like she probably can.
Much more energy. Yeah.
So different people have different lengths. Dolly Parton is a 25-minute walk. Draymond Green of the Warriors is a 33-minute walk. Who's Uzo Aduba?
She's on Orange is the New Black.
I recognize her now.
Where a lot of people might know her from.
Yeah. She's all dressed up now. If she were in an orange jumpsuit, I'd recognize her right away. 39 minutes. So she's the walking queen. Shawn Mendes, of course, he can only do 28 minutes, you know, Generation Z. And but you're going to have other people to walk with you? I'd like to do
once a week until all the way through April, I think, so far they've committed to. Yeah. And they said some of them may not be well known. They front loaded it with some celebrities.
Oh, but imagine. I mean, think who you could take walks with, physicists and.
I want Tim Cook because he's a hiker. I would love to like just listen to Tim Cook talk about stuff for an hour while he's hiking.
Oh, I have to start listening.
Why would you not start with that? Like, why was he like him and Dolly Parton? And I'm good for a while. Like, that would be fine.
I would. Now that's a YouTube channel I would definitely support on Patreon. If it's just Tim Cook and somebody just taking a hike together, or just Tim Cook and Dolly Parton every single episode.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be into that. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And I'm sad I'll never listen to all of them because I'm from earlier in the show, I'm a huge Blazers fan, and I could care less what Draymond Green has to say.
You don't have to listen to Draymond. It's okay. No. I will.
Call me when they get Damian Lillard to walk with me,
and I will
walk with Damian Lillard anywhere Damian Lillard wants to walk, because Dame Dolla's where it's at. Thank you.
And by the way, this doesn't just sell Apple watches, but you need Bluetooth headphones. You need AirPods to do this, right?
Just Bluetooth headphones.
It like, doesn't have to be Apple's.
Yeah.
No. Just wireless headphones that will connect to your watch. As Andrew pointed out when we talked about it on Daily Observations, there's no headphone jack on your watch.
Yeah,
so you have to have wireless headphones.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm glad it doesn't have to be AirPods. So I can put my because I like to walk with the Aftershocks because then I can hear what's going on.
Aftershocks are awesome.
Yeah, I love them. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Kelly has a pair and he also likes them for hiking.
Right. Yeah, because you can hear what's going on. So I'm going to be listening to Dolly. I don't care if she doesn't answer. I'm talking to her, Renee. I don't care. And
well, that's what it'd be like in real life. Anyway, we'd be talking and she would just be walking.
She'd just keep walking. You know, I walk with my wife. And Lisa, I don't know how she does it because she's shorter than me. But her stride is somehow much longer than me. And so it's exactly like walking with Lisa. She's 10 feet ahead of me talking. And I'm just going, I'm out of breath anyway. I can't.
Lisa has intent.
Does Mr. Guimont walk faster or slower than you, Kelly?
He is taller than me, and I always had to walk faster to keep up with people. So I think Lisa and I are in the same camp with that.
I think women walk faster.
You learn to take longer steps. Like, your stride is a little longer than it might be naturally because you have to keep up with taller people.
That explains it.
I've always been that person.
That explains it.
I can zip off out, you know, to do what I need to do.
I'm a stroller. I'm not a huffer. I
like to stroll.
I'm a stroller.
But if I need to, I can get after it.
I'm actually fairly well known for my leisurely pace.
There's a reason that the word Kelly Dally is a word that exists in my house.
Kelly Dally. I love it. Let's Kelly Dally.
Is it a constitutional, Leo? Are you out for your constitutional?
I'm out for my... Exactly. I'm that guy.
Exactly.
Your promenade?
Yeah. My promenade.
My dodge is I take a camera with me, and every time I get really, really tired, I say, oh, that's a really interesting bush. I think I'll look at the way it's framed against the clouds. I think I'll stop here and lay down for the lower angle, for the dramatic lower angle. Yeah. But at least I'm outside. At least I'm outside.
I never take a walk with a photographer because you'll never get anywhere. It's the slowest, the slowest process. I 7 years ago took a trip to Tasmania in Australia with 10 very famous, well-known photographers. I was kind of their mascot. And we drove across Tasmania. But it took us a long time because every 5 miles is a cow. And we all have to jump out of the car, take 100 pictures of the cow, jump back in the car. It was not a good
I spent a really great day in London with Chris Breen. We took a long walk through Hampstead Heath. I was just looking at my pictures. This is like 10 years ago. And I'm looking at my pictures, and so many of them are like a really great photo of like a pathway with like Chris Breen's back like way in the distance, or I've got a great of a pond, and there's where Chris Breen like stopped waiting for me and like kept going on. So yeah. that is an issue.
This is interesting. There really is a lot of potential. I think this is kind of clever of Apple. It isn't podcasts. It's not audiobooks. Mm-hmm. It's actual walking with people you would like to walk with. Do you think that maybe they could do time to have lunch and have a, you know, I mean, this could be a whole new series for Apple of hanging out with
Gary V, and you wouldn't be able to get a bite in edgewise. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You eat, I'll talk. It's perfect.
Yeah. It wouldn't be great if this became a publishing platform that someone who's not famous, but they live in Boston, and here's their walking, or here's
Andy,
a walk they really like.
I would love to do that with you. Right. Lisa was talking about your tour of the Boston Public Library. Next time I'm out there, I'm going with you.
Absolutely.
And that would be a perfect example.
But I would see Boston accent, anytime I'd go to another city, I would say who has some really interesting walks that would get me out of the hotel and or even just again in Boston there are walks that I'm focused on,
right?
But there are walks that I wouldn't be focused on. So it's great to have, if you're a fan of, okay, who isn't a fan of Dolly Parton, but it's great to have someone that celebrity whose voice you really like. But then there's the people that, hey, look, all I know is this really, really, really great path. It goes through this piece of conservation land. Now you're going to think this is a dirt gravel driveway to a private house, but it isn't. It's actually the trailhead and it's public.
I really want to take a walk now. I'm going to do this tonight. This is great.
Yeah. It would be awesome if there were local ones that you could do, like, where you could find, like, here's 25 minutes through Forest Park in Portland.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Kelly. Or,
well, maybe they will do that.
To go through the library with Andy or something.
I hope Apple.
Like, that would be awesome.
I hope Apple does that. That's a great idea. And there's a GPS in the watch, so you could totally have it be points of interest. Right? Yeah. I mean, the watch knows where you are, right?
Or if it just gives you a tone in your headset that says, oh, by the way, if you want to stop and check your phone, there's something interesting and there's some content if you want to stop.
Well, there already is that for the...
If you want an excuse to stop, yeah.
There are these great GPS guides for the iPhone and actually for Android, too. I use them in Hawaii where you put it on the car and you start driving, and that's exactly what the guy says. It's like some old guy in the back seat is really, you know, kind of garrulous. It's, if you'd like to see the waterfalls, turn left here. And then he tells you stories on the way. But what were they called? I can't remember. But there's a couple of companies that make these, and they're really great because it is like having a tour guide in the car with you, but on a walk. I'm excited now. I'm really excited.